The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Kensington and Birkenhead Point, and Mondays to Saturdays at Barangaroo.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London and gang crime again, Adam.
Well, yeah, but there's sort of good news and bad news here. We
good.
Have figures out from Scotland Yard that show us that gang-related violence has plummeted in London, even though overall violent crime has shot up by 40% in the last 8 years. There have been 90 deaths or so in London just since January. So the good news is, according to the Met Police, that gang-related violent crime in London has halved over the past 8 years, and they're putting that down to the gang violence matrix. But other kinds of crimes, your stabbings, etc., have gone up. So I guess what we could say, Alan, is we may have fewer criminals, but we have more crime. Is that better or worse? I'm not sure.
You are funny. Oh, gee, this Cipriani, he's got ability, this English rugby player, but he's been in trouble. He's been in trouble before. He's in trouble again, eh?
Well, the problem is for him is that, you know, he's been accused before of being irresponsible, of reckless behaviour, of being a bit wild. And so basically he wasn't picked by the England rugby coaches, and it's about three of them, I think, over a 10-year period. He just made his return in the tour of South Africa and made a real difference. He came on in the third test match and England won with Cipriani playing at fly half. Now, suddenly here he is in court admitting that he assaulted a police officer and resisted arrest after a punch-up in a nightclub. Isn't that eerily familiar? And you just think, poor... I mean, he's 30, but has he really just completely blown it again? And I have to say, Alan, as well, to have one England sports star in court for a punch-up could be considered unfortunate, but to have two in a week is frankly a bit woeful.
Oh, that's Oscar Wilde speaking there now. It's really Adam Gilchrist, but Oscar Wilde. You have a wonderful weekend. Thank you, Adam.